Well, all primary school pupils have fully returned to classes, but within days, teachers are raising concerns over capacity. At the same time, some schools have not been able to resume with full-time learning because of the physical distance requirements. Now, joining us on the line, we have NAPTOSA's Basil Manuel. Basil, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Israel. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Well, it seems like many teachers, parents, as well as unions are telling the department that we told you so. Others are arguing, though, that sooner rather than later, we need to start slowly but surely coming back to some sort of normality.
Shiraz, let me start with where you ended. We are one of those groups saying we need our kids back. But we are also saying, in the interest of health and safety, it can't be a blank check. There are things that must be done to ensure that we can bring our teachers, our learners, and of course also satisfy the concerns of parents that things are safe and that health concerns have been met, particularly with this third wave and this particular variant where we are seeing so many children falling ill because of COVID as well. So the return has been a bumpy ride, but we met with the department, with the DG, and we told them that the 1 meter social distance will not work, not if you have not done what you have promised to do, supply classrooms, mobiles, to the overcrowded schools. We've known this for a year and a half, and yet we haven't seen a single delivery. If you haven't supplied water, how is that going to improve things? We know a lot has been done with respect to water, but it's still not where it should be. And we cautioned them about this. In fact, there was almost a suggestion that we are trying to be a stick in the mud and not let the process proceed. And it did proceed with disastrous effect. In KZN, more than 40% of the schools that should have opened, that should have had full-time return, haven't had. Eastern Cape, similarly. Northwest, similarly. And so on. And we can go through the whole country. It is only in Gauteng where we've seen about 80% and maybe a little higher. And the Western Cape that has seen about 60 or 65%. But there are some other complications there with the taxis. And so nowhere in the country have we had a full return of all primary school learners because the schools are overcrowded and nothing has been done to address that.
What about the talk of reducing the social distancing from a meter to half a meter to ease capacity issues?
The question we are raising, insofar as that is concerned, the minister makes this statement at one of her visits to schools now the other day. And we want to know what informs this. Is it scientific or is it political expediency? Now, if social distancing is not important, why have we then been preaching about this all along? We have gone out hammer and tongs to ensure that every teacher knows, every learner knows, every parent knows, for heaven's sake, even every member of the community is aware of social distancing. To, in one foul swoop, tell us that it's not necessary undoes all that work. And then you have to say, is it true, though? And we know it's not true. You can't claim social distancing is not important. And there is an inherent danger to try and create different social distancing norms for certain people. Because then the very same person, when they are in a different setting, will not do what that setting demands. And this is our first concern. The second concern is that we learned about this through the media. We haven't been consulted on the matter, because when we are consulted, we will want to know, we will want to see the scientific evidence of this. And only then will we apply our minds to whether it makes sense. But let me be very clear. A social distance of a half a meter means no social distance in a school, because you have double desks in a primary school that haven't been attended to. Those children can't sit a half a meter apart. They can't. It's just not going to happen. They're going to be less than that. So effectively, what is being said is that we shouldn't have any social distancing. Now, we cannot accept that as being scientifically sound.
Mm-hmm. So what's the way forward then?
The way forward is the teacher unions met yesterday. And we released a statement, and our statement, among other things, said that if you can't manage the 1 meter legislated social distance, you have to continue with the alternative days of schooling. And it is still far better than no schooling whatsoever. And we must remember, we've reduced the curriculum. There is work happening. We need to also remember that, above all else, we are in the middle of a pandemic. But we must keep schooling going. Learning must happen. And we must start working on a plan, both short-term and long-term. Chirag, I'm on record as saying the department hasn't even looked at the possibility of getting screens into classes to screen off the children one from the other on a double desk. Surely that would improve the whole issue of safety and social distancing, etc. It will even improve the whole issue of children having to have the masks on all the time. Mm-hmm. But that hasn't even come. The bottom line is there has been insufficient attention to the real issue that is before us. What has been the preoccupation is trying to circumvent the problem rather than addressing the problem. So we will talk about reducing social distance, etc., but the problem is overcrowding. How do we address the overcrowding? It's been with us not for 1.5 years, not for COVID times, but for a very long time, and it needs to be addressed. There must be a long-term strategy to address that.
All right, Basil, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. You be safe. Keep well.